The angel told Daniel in chapter 12 and verse 9 that many of the revelations he was shown could not be revealed until the end of time. That time has now come upon us, and those who have ears to hear will be both blessed and strengthened by the revelations the Spirit is releasing to the body in these last days. There are many things that tell us we are in the last days of the dispensation of grace, the end of the sixth millennium. For example, there is the chronology of the days of creation, where each day represents the corresponding thousand-year millennia. Then, there is the present condition of the world as it comes into prophetic alignment with the end-time scenario. Even the sinner can tell that everything is about to burst, as this world can no longer sustain the damage that pride, lust, and greed-calloused hearts have done to it, especially during what has become the last 40 years of worldwide tribulation. Oh, by the way, did you know that the Bible always equates the number 40 as the number for tribulation? This is why the book of Revelation shows us that the Great Tribulation, which is spoken of in Matthew 24, verses 7 through 28, can only be 3.5 years long. However, there will be 2 additional time periods that immediately follow the 42 months of Great Tribulation. One of the places these periods are shown is in Daniel chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. These time periods and the reasons for each are explained in greater detail in the Time of Jacob's Trouble page. This end time page has grown a bit since I first compiled it. I had originally meant it to be a primer for the Great Tribulation page, which contains much more detail concerning many of the end time events. So if you think I left out a few things on this page, the Great Tribulation page will hopefully fill them in for you.